Oh yeah, well, it's the bye week, right? That's what that bye week is for. And you know, you smart people that play this game know that, you know, those weeks don't come by very often, so you better take advantage of it. And I think as a unit that everybody take advantage of it, rest their bodies, and try to get healthy. Oh, just everybody being back together, just like you said, feeling recharged, feeling like everybody's you know, back refocused on this goal of being one of those teams standing at the end of it all. And I think that we've had our close calls where we felt like we were in games and needed to finish games and didn't come up on the right side of those things, games such as Indy. I feel like now everybody knows what it feels like to be in that close game. And now when we get into that position again, guys say, okay, this is what I need to do better in order to take advantage of the situation. So I feel good. Eddie is one of our greatest players. Yeah, no, Eddie is a great guy. I love Eddie. I mess with him like that all the time. I hope this makes TV. No, but yeah, Eddie's an awesome dude, man. He has a great mind for the game, and he's strong. He plays the game really well for a guy so young. You know, only second year in the league. Sky's the limit for that guy, and I can't wait for him to get back out there. Oh man, vibrant personality. I'm sure you've seen that. And he was one of the guys that I was talking about when you saw him step on the field on Monday. One of those guys that didn't disappoint. I know I watched him from afar when I was in other places, and just seeing how dominant he was. Not being able to see that for the six games, I was excited to see what he did this past Monday, and he did not disappoint at all. We've been down, right? And now we're finally getting on the right track. Let's keep that moving and keep that mindset. Whatever it took for us to be successful last week, need to keep that mindset going further. Do it again.